This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1598, How to Make Your Friendship Sticky in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How can you talk about being supportive or being there for someone in English? Today, learn a few easy ways to express that you would drop everything for someone. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going? Good to be on video with you again. How's everything in New York City?
Hello, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am back in Denver, no longer in Arkansas. So back with the sunshine and feeling good.
That is good. Well, today we are going to talk about something that was inspired by another episode that actually Jessica and Aubrey hosted. So they did this one. They did a really great job. So it was episode 1517. Are you glued to All Ears English?
They
talked about expressions with glue, like being glued to something. And it was just a really, really fun episode. I love hearing Jessica and Aubrey together.
I know. They're a great team. And I think a lot of our listeners are glued to All Ears English. I mean, they're loving it. They're listening every day. They're learning. They're getting better. I've actually spoken to a lot of listeners this month. Lots of chats with them. And they are saying that they are just getting better by just listening. I love to hear that, Michelle. Doesn't that sound great? I love it too.
It is so great. One thing that may have come up on that episode was this expression to stick together, right? It's not glue, but it's stick, right? Sticky. So what does that mean, Lindsay, to stick together?
Yeah. So when two pieces of something, or it could also be people,
right,
stay together. They stay, like I just broke in the kitchen the other day, the little ladle thing, the thing that holds the ladles on the stove, right? Oh. So I had to go find Gorilla Glue and stick it back together and get it to stay. Oh my gosh.
I need Gorilla Glue because I had a knob come out of my cabinet. So like we've just been kind of putting it off. So we just have a cabinet that just has no knob right now.
Do you tend to break things a lot, Michelle? Are you a clumsy person?
This was not my fault.
Blame Dan.
Am I a clumsy person? I don't know. Like, I feel like you would think because I'm funny and quirky that I might be a clumsy person, but right?
Not so much.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. Certainly I can break things, but I don't know if it's more than the average person. What about you?
I think I probably am a clumsy person. Things fall out of my hands. I drop my phone all the time. Things like sticky hands or something, or like butter hands. I don't know.
I have dropped my phone in the toilet. So if that makes me a clumsy person, then
That's bad. That's everyone's worst nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I feel like I try really hard because of those things. Like, once you, like, learn your lesson, you know,
I can't imagine. Oh, my gosh. Yes. No one ever wants to do that, especially if you're, like, at an airport and you got to get on a plane. What are you going to do then?
This was at a restaurant in New York. I remember it was a long time ago, many, many years ago, but it was not my finest moment.
Not your finest moment. Yeah. I love that.
So in that way, I think with the phone, I can be clumsy. So if that's your example.
So sticking together. So, I mean, what does this mean? So we said in terms of people sticking together, what else, Michelle, do our listeners need to know about this phrase?
Well, I mean, it's really in this way. I mean, I hear it a lot with, like, children, right? So maybe in a line, right? Like, okay, kids, make sure you stick together so you don't get lost. So it could be really, if we're going to be talking more about people in this sense, it's this idea of being either physically close, right? Or more, you know, figuratively, like more this idea of being loyal, I think, right? Yeah. Like, oh, we, like, our family sticks together through the hard times, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. A family that sticks together no matter what is going on, that's important, right? To have that support. That's huge.
Right,
for sure.
Right. So like, oh, my brother and I, make sure we stick together even with all the family drama, or my friends stick together. You'll never find us saying anything bad about anyone in the group. The group of workers stuck together to make sure their threats of a strike were taken seriously. So
These
are all examples of sticking together. But we're going to talk more about this topic in just a second. But guys, we want to remind you that the app is available on iOS and on Android now. Woohoo! Right, Lindsay?
I know. It's so cool. So many people are over there. They're rating and reviewing it. They're downloading it and they're sharing it with friends. So we're loving the response from the community because we know you guys were waiting for a long time for the Android version of the app. And it's there now. It's out in the world. So go out and get it. Grab it, download it, and rate and review. Cool.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right, Lindsay, is there someone you know who sticks together with someone else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see. Who comes to mind? I think of twins when I think of this, because twins, I'm not a twin. I don't have any close friends who are twins, but over the years I've known people who are twins and they have a weird connection. Mm-hmm. They have almost this it's a very emotional connection, which makes sense, right? If you were in the womb together and you're very connected, you tend to stay connected with your twin. That's what comes to mind for me, Michelle.
Definitely. Yeah, twins are very special. That's for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think it's also, I don't know, do you think that it's hard for people to stick together these days? Like in today's world, I think sometimes like with family and politics, things that come up, like it's sometimes people have a hard time sticking together in today's day and age. What do you think?
Yeah, it's hard. Oh, my God. Politics are so divisive these days, right? We can end up being in a fight with our sibling and they see things so differently. But hopefully there are things that bring us together, tie us deeper than just politics or these momentary dramas, right? I hope. That's what I want to think.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree. You hope that it doesn't divide too many families for sure. Oh, I mean, guys, yeah, gosh. So stick together. That's about loyalty. And also we have episode 716, which is Stick With Us and we'll show you how to use Stick To and Stick With and Stick By or Sticky By. It must be Stick By.
Sticky By.
Yeah. So, that is episode 716. So that one shares a lot of the stick together idea. So we're going to kind of pause on that and move on. So listen to that one for more. But here are some ideas that express something similar. You know, this idea of being loyal. So what's the first one?
If you are not using the Allers English app yet to consume our podcast and to see real-time transcripts, then you are missing out. So go and check out the app at allearsenglish.com/app. That's allearsenglish.com/app.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, and this is a good one, guys, because we hear this in music a lot, yeah, in the movies. So to be there for someone, it's the idea. Oh, it's like in the Friends song, the theme song, which we know our listeners like Friends.
Yes.
You guys know that they say that line, right, the beginning of that song. And it's right. True, like to support someone, to be available if they're in pain or in need of support. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So that's a little, you know, that's more about kind of the figurative idea of just being loyal, right? Like, yeah, you wouldn't say to that group of kids in the line, like, okay, kids, like, be there for each other.
It
wouldn't have the same kind of feel, but it's more just like, you know, being loyal. You know, like, for example, I know you're going through a tough time. I want you to know I'm here for you.
Yes. And I was just thinking about this over the weekend because there are key moments in our life when we run into some kind of tragedy. Often it's a tragedy or a celebration where it's a moment when a friend is either there or not there, you know? And I've honestly made a mistake with one friend who lost a parent that I wasn't there for that friend at that time. And I regret that so much. And I no longer have that friend with me, sadly. Right. So there are key moments in our life where we need to be there. And that becomes like a turning point for your friendship. Mm. You know, have you had that experience, Michelle, or encountered that?
Yeah, I definitely have had that experience where, I mean, I think also like sometimes with death, it can be hard for people to know like
what to do.
Yeah. Right. What to do. Like, do people want to talk about it? Do they not want to talk about it? So, you know, in the case of with your friend, sometimes that happens. I mean, I've experienced, you know, where I've had a death in my family, where maybe I don't hear from people in the same way that I would like, but I'm okay with that because I just know that it's hard for people and they might be thinking, oh, does this person want to talk or not talk about it, right? So it's kind of uncomfortable. You don't know.
Yeah. So death, that kind of situation, it is more complicated, right? But there are other moments, I guess, in life that can be turning points for friendship. So really trying to be there for people is so important. And I think it's better to err on the side of being there more than you think they need, right? So they can push you back and say, it's okay, I'll contact you when I'm ready.
I think so too. That's something that I've kind of learned over the years as well. I try to stick to it. Stick to it. Okay.
Stick to it.
Another expression is drop everything for someone. Now, this reminds me, I think we did an episode recently where we talked about generosity. I can't remember the number, but talked about giving the shirt off of your back.
Shirt off your back.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is kind of a similar idea, Lindsay. Do you use this expression?
Yeah, to drop everything for someone. Right. I would say I would use it. Yeah, especially in the hypothetical, right? I would. So, for example, my family is everything to me. I would drop everything if any of them needed me, right? It's often used in that hypothetical, envisioning a moment in the future that could or could not happen, right?
Right. I feel like you could also hear this in the lyric to a song, maybe like a romantic song or a song for friends or something like that. Like, I'll drop everything. But what does that mean? You said my family is everything to me.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, that bonus? Like, to be everything, to mean everything. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means they're the most significant thing. Like, they're more important than anything else, everything else combined, right? They are your world, your family. So they are very important. So that's one way to say it. And it's a little hyperbolic. It's a little exaggerating, isn't it? But we like to exaggerate in American English.
We sure do. guys, that is another expression that you can use. And guys, we also did this episode 1268, which was, are you a fair weather friend? So a little bit about, you know, friendship and loyalty over there. So another one to listen to. But yeah, guys, we are going to keep it short and sweet today. So should we do a role play and put everything together?
Yes, let's do it, Michelle. Here we go. So in this situation, guys, we are talking about our group of friends. So we have some mutual friends. We're in the same friend group. Here we go. I can't believe it's already Lydia's birthday.
I know. We're so lucky to have her. She's an amazing friend.
Yeah, we all stick together, you know?
That's for sure. She's really the best. She's always there for me.
Same. She'd drop everything for any of her friends.
That's true. All right, Lindsay, I'm heading to sleep. I'm here if you need me, though.
Okay. Yeah, pretty typical conversation, right? Talking about people who are very dedicated to their friends. It's their number one priority. Yeah.
Right. Right. Cool. Exactly. All right. So should we go through it and talk about Lydia, yeah, this amazing friend?
Okay, Lydia. So here we go. All right. So I said, yeah, we all stick together. And that's the key phrase from today, guys, right? Stick together. And then I said, you know, right? You know, as in continuing the conversation, right, Michelle?
Right. And then I said, she's always there for me, right? So it's like she's mm-hmm. loyal, when basically implying that, that's implying that there have been instances where I've needed someone and she's been there, right? So this phrase kind of implies that.
Yes, and that's that one from the theme song of Friends, guys. So if you need a refresher. You don't know that?
I don't know.
Shocking, shocking. I don't believe you.
I don't. Okay, let's see what's the next one.
All right, so you said, that's for sure. She's really the best. She's always there for me, right?
Right.
Oh, no, we already did that one. Sorry, I just repeated. Sorry.
That's okay. She drops everything for any of her friends, right? So this...
Yeah.
It's a very hyperbolic expression. She'd drop everything. Like,
she'd drop everything.
I don't know. I have this image of somebody holding a whole bunch of books and then just like throwing them on the floor.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. She would run to me and everything else would be canceled the whole rest of the week. And then she would help me out. I love it. So good. And then at the end we said, that's true. Okay, I'm heading to sleep. I'm here if you need me though. Right?
Right.
And I'm available anytime. Call me.
Right.
Whatever.
So that's kind of a little bit different, but I am still like instead of like, I'm here for you, right? I'm here if you need me. So that's just a kind of a little bonus that kind of goes along with the expressions for today.
Yeah. And that's a good way if someone, like we said before, with a death situation, if you're not quite sure what to do, you could say that and you put it in their court to reach out to you if they need you, which could be useful, I think. So.
Yeah. It could. Although I've heard that, like somebody said that the best thing to do is just like, don't even
show
say
up.
That. Just like do whatever you were going to do, like send food, you know, say like, what do you want for dinner tonight? That's something that like I heard from someone who unfortunately knows a lot of this. And, and so they said that that's kind of like the best thing to do. So hopefully I don't run into that instance, knock on wood, soon.
But
it was an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah, I agree. I've read that too. So that's probably the truth. In the end, just do what you need to do to support the person. So, I mean, I want to remind our listeners though, Michelle, before we finish up, that today's episode is on YouTube. Okay.
Yes.
So come over and check us out here. We are here on the video at least once a week. We try to take our episodes and put them on the YouTube channel. So if you're over there, just go and hit subscribe on YouTube to consume Allers English in a new place, right?
Awesome. I love it. Okay, Lindsay.
Cool.
Yeah. So guys, takeaway for today, useful expressions. We're talking about loyalty here. And, you know, we gave you a bunch of other episodes to listen to that are kind of dealing with this topic or similar expressions. But we wanted to do a fresh one today to talk about this topic of like sticking together, loyalty, things like that.
Yeah, good stuff. And guys, go and get the app for Allers English. Go to allersenglish.com/app. And we'll see you guys there. Michelle, thanks for hanging out on the episode today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.